Our guest speaker, a Yoitse Reine Yadra, Harav Friedman, who's the Manager of the Church of the Close of Manchester, and which would love to be even warmed himself by him, to have this test tonight for me to hear from him, Tim and Chizik, in the middle of the time.
The Shes, the Rub Shlita, the Shes, Alechushe Verabunim, who are here, Magide Sheer, Rav Roy Shlita, Marunon, Verabunon, Veraboisai. First of all, let me say, I feel a special simcha to be able to be here today to Mishtatef in this beautiful Sia Mashas, seeing familiar faces from so many years ago, and seeing what's become of my little shtetl Edgware. Baruch Hashem, Edgware is no longer a little shtetl. When I was a young boy growing up in Edgware, and people would say, where is Edgware? Oh, Edgware's near Golders Green. Today, people say, where's Golders Green? It's near Edgware. Baruch Hashem, Edgware is well and truly on the map. And it's a groisa simcha to see how Edgware has blossomed and continues to blossom. And it's a moyedika kiddush Hashem. So this for me personally is a special simcha to be able to come along tonight. The first Mishnah in Masechtas Bruchos, we know, starts off Me'emosai Koyrin Eshema Ba'arvis. From when can one say Krishna by night? And the Mishnah quotes the first opinion, Rebbe Lezer. Rebbe Lezer said, "Ad sof ha'ashmoira horishoina, until the end of the first watch of the night." And the Mefarshim ask a gavaldige kasha. The halucha is not like Rebbe Lezer. So why did Rabbeinu HaKodesh choose to start off the Mishnah with the opinion of Rebbe Lezer, and the halucha is not like Rebbe Lezer? I saw in a sefer, Nitzoytzei Oy, which was written by a Gaon, Reb Magulis, a famous Gaon who lived 50, 60 years ago, who says a very beautiful teretz as follows. He quotes in the name of the Zala Shitzer Rebbe, Hashem Yimkom Domoy. His name was Reb Shem Klingberg from Krukha, was killed in the war. And he says a gewaldige gewalt. The Gemara Masechtas Sikkur in Daf Chof Ches tells us that Talmidim of Reb Lezer once pressurized him to reveal some of his private hanhogas. And he told them as follows, Mei oilam lo kidmani udom bebeis hamedrash. It never ever happened that anybody came to the Beis Hamedrash in the morning before me. Reb Lezer was always the very first one into the Beis Hamedrash. Ot gezuk de zale shitzer Rebbe. Because Reb Lezer was always the first one into the Beis Hamedrash, midda keneged midda, he was zoicha that his name should be mentioned the first in the Mishnah in Bruchas. That Rabbeinu HaKodesh Rebbe Danusi starts off mentioning Reb Lezer, because ma'olam lekidmani udam bebeis hamedrash. Writes Reb Riva Magulis that mukim hinichili, to add on to this vort, I looked at the end of Masechtas Uksin, the very last Masechta in Shas, to see whose name, which Tana is the last person mentioned in Shisha Sidra Mishnah. If you look in the second last Mishnah, you will see there that the Mishnah brings down Reb Lezer. Afterwards is mentioned the Shittas Chachomim, Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai, but these are not names of individual people who we can identify by name. The very last name mentioned in Shittas Mishnah is Reb Lezer. Why? Said Reb Riva Magulis, because in that same Gemara, Masechtas Sikkur, said Reb Lezer another amazing thing. It never happened by night that Reb Lezer left the Beis HaMedrash and there was still somebody else after him in the Beis HaMedrash. He was always the last one out. Because he was the last one out, so therefore he is mentioned last. So the Shisha Sidra Mishnah starts with Reb Lezer and finishes with Reb Lezer, because Reb Lezer's entire life revolved around Torah. Now, if you ask yourself, what was this innovation of Daf Yomi, which the Lublina Rav Reb Meir Shapira Zeicher Tzadik Livrucha sought to institute in Klal Yisrael? So you might think to yourself that we know every Yid's got a mitzvah of learning Torah every day. You have to be kaveya itim la Torah. So Reb Meir Shapira came along and made a very user-friendly, easy system of keeping a cheshbon. You start Bruchas Daf Beis, and then comes Daf Gimel, and Daf Dal is just very easy to follow. So he just came along and introduced an easy Seder HaLimud. And that's what Daf Yomi is. That, however, is to totally miss the point. Not that was what Reb Meir Shapira sought to institute and to be mechadish through the Daf Yomi. Rather, in Reb Meir Shapira's own words, when he launched the Daf Yomi by the Kesir Gedoyle for Nagidas Yisrael in Elul, Tuf Reish Pei Gimel, 1923, he said as follows. Imagine, he said, there's a Yid who's traveling from Eastern Europe to America. So he leaves his town, whether it should be Varsha, Kruka, Vilna, Kovna, Presburg, wherever it should be. And he catches a train to go to Paris. And on the train, he meets a few other Yidden. And they all are learning the same Blat Gemara. He arrives by the harbor there in France, and he boards a ship. And he's a week on the ship going to America. And on the ship, he meets other Yidden, one from France, one from Germany, one from Eretz Yisrael, one from Lithuania, one from Poland. And they're all learning the same Blat Gemara. The ship docks in America, New York, and he goes into a local Beis HaMedrash. He's never been there before, doesn't know anybody. He goes to a local Beis HaMedrash, and he finds the Yidden sitting round the table. And they're all learning the same Blat Gemara which he's learning. That means that Klal Yisrael is united with one Tafkid and one Tachlis. Ve'yusi chilom agidu echos. Klal Yisrael are united as one. Why? La'sois retzoincho belev of sholem. The Daf Yomi reinforces that we are Yidden through Limud HaTorah. Limud HaTorah is what unites Klal Yisrael, and this is our tafkid, and this is our tachlis of to be a Yid is through Limud HaTorah. And it doesn't make a difference if it's the first day of holidays, the last day of holidays. It's Erev Yom Tov, it's Motzi Yom Tov. I'm going to a chasna, I'm making a chasna. Every single day has got its Blat Gemara. And I can't go to sleep at night until I have learnt my Blat Gemara. That reinforces the centrality of Torah in our lives. Not merely that I am fitting Torah into my life, but I've got to fit my life into the Torah. My life revolves around the Torah. I thought to myself, another reason why perhaps Rabbeinu HaKodesh chose to start first with the opinion of Reb Lezer. We know there are many people, unfortunately, in this world who give up hope too quickly. They're miyayish, and they say, halavai I could, halavai, but unfortunately I'm not able. I've left it too late. If I could turn the clock back 20, 30 years and start again, perhaps I've left it too late. I don't have the ability. I don't have the yesoides. I didn't go to yeshiva. I've missed out. So I'm happy for my children, my einiklich. But me, I'm sorry, I've missed the boat. So let's look a little bit about who was Reb Lezer. If we open Pirkei de Reb Lezer, we find there in the first two perukim about Reb Lezer, who was Reb Lezer ben Hyrcanus, and from where did he come? Tells us Chazal in Pirkei de Reb Lezer that Reb Lezer was 28 years old. And believe you me, all of us here in the room knew far more than he did. Tells us the Pirkei de Reb Lezer that Reb Lezer wanted to learn Torah. So he left his father's home and he traveled to Yerushalayim to Reb Yochanan ben Zakkai. And he came there to Reb Yochanan ben Zakkai and he said, Rebbe, please teach me Torah. And Reb Yochanan ben Zakkai asked him, do you know how to learn? Reb Yochanan ben Zakkai had, I'm sure, Talmidim, great Talmid Chachomim. He asked, are you able to keep up with them? And he said, no, I've never learned Torah in my life. Reb Yochanan ben Zakkai saw who he was dealing with. He said to Reb Lezer, tell me, do you know how to say Kriyas Shema? Said Reb Lezer, no, I don't even know how to say Kriyas Shema. This is the Tana Reb Lezer, 28 years old, does not even know how to say Kriyas Shema. And he started to cry, and he begged Reb Yochanan ben Zakkai, Rebbe, please, Rebbe, teach me Torah, teach me Kriyas Shema. Reb Yochanan ben Zakkai taught him Krishma, taught him Birchas Hamuzoin, taught him how to daven, and then afterwards he taught him slowly but surely to start to learn. And tells us the Pirkei de Reb Lezer that Reb Lezer went on, and when he used to stand up and darshan, says the Medrash there, Hoyapunav Me'iras Kechama, his face used to shine like the sun. Ve'enudam Yodeya im Yoim Vim Laila. His drushes were so dazzling that people forgot totally the concept of time. They didn't remember if it's night outside, if it's day outside. Enudam Yodeya, he forgot totally everything to look outside what's going on. He was so transfixed and dazzled by the words of Reb Lezer. And tells us the Pirkei de Reb Lezer that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said about this Talmud, about Reb Lezer, Ashrecho Avruam Yitzchok v'Yaakov sheyutzu ze mechalutzecho. Happy are you, Avruam Avini, Yitzchok Avini, Yaakov Avini, sheyutzu ze mechalutzecho, that you're zoicha to an einikel like Reb Lezer. And the Medrash Rabban Parshas Chikas tells us that when Moshe Rabbeinu Bakabulas HaTorah went up to Shemayim from HaSinai, he heard with the Rabbeinu Shloilam is saying Torah over Eliezer Beni Oimer, said over the Rabbeinu Shloilam Divrei Torah in the name of Reb Lezer. So a person wants to learn Shas, he wants to learn Daf Yomi, and he looks at this Groser Gemara Bruchas, and then comes a Shabbos, and then comes a Erevin, and he thinks to himself, I'd love to start learning, but I've left it too late. I'm missing so many Yesoides, I'm never going to manage. It's too difficult for me. Other people, Mela, but not me. I can't manage. I'm lacking the Yesoides to learn. I've left it too late. I'm missing too many parts. So comes along Rabbi Yehuda Anossi, and Rabbi Yehuda Anossi starts off, I'm going to teach you a haluch of Krishma. And who am I going to teach you over in the name of? The first opinion, Reb Lezer. Who is Reb Lezer? This is the one and the same Reb Lezer who, when he was 28 years old, he didn't even know how to say Krishma. And this is the same Reb Lezer who now we are starting Shas and we are repeating the opinion of Reb Lezer. Came along Rabbeinu HaKudosh and he wanted to be mechazik each and every one of us. We should never think Chas v'Shulam, we've missed the boat. We should never think that we can't get there. Each and every one of us is capable of achieving and getting to very great heights. And I thought to myself, al derech zeh, we can understand and we can answer another kasha which the Mefarshim ask. The Mishnah says, when is the time you can read Krishna? Mishusha ha-koyhanim nechnusim. From when the koyhanim come inside, lechol betrimusim. Ask the Mefarshim, this word nechnusim is superfluous. We don't need it. It could just say, mishusha ha-koyhanim oichlim betrimusim. Why does it say nechnusim? So I thought to myself as follows. There is a Medrash Rabbah on the Pusik and Parshas Nitzovim, where the Rabbeinu Shalom tells Klal Yisrael, Loi nifleisi mimcho, veloi rechoi kehi mimeni. The Torah is not something which is too difficult and too hard for each and every one of you to keep. Tells us the Medrash as follows. A tippish, a fool, comes to the Beis HaMedrash, and he sees people sitting and learning, and he asks them, Heich atem loimdim Torah. How do you learn Torah? I want to know how you learn Torah. I want to learn as well. So they tell him, we start with Torah, and from there we go to Nevi'im. And from Nevi'im we go to Ksivim. And from Ksivim we go to Haluchas. Mahaluchas lagudois. And we go through the whole Torah. Says the Medrash, says the tippish, I can't learn all of this. It's too hard. There's too much to learn. And he stays, says the Medrash, he stays by the entrance of the Beis HaMedrash and he doesn't come inside. And this is what the Pusik says in Mishle in Perek Chof Dalet, Besha lo yiftach pihi. He stands by the Shah, by the entrance, and lo yiftach pihi. Over the Chochem, he comes inside and he says, today I will learn one halucha. Tomorrow I will learn a second halucha. And the day after I'll learn a third halucha. And slowly but surely, he learns his way through the whole of the Torah. Says the Medrash, this is pshat loy nifleisi memcho, veloy rechoy kehi. Ot gezuk de chofetz chayim a gewaltig gewot. The Pusik finishes off, Ki kuroi velecho haduva ma'oid beficho velvovcho lasoisoi. The Torah is very easy, it's very close to you. Asked the Chofetz Chaim, I don't see it so easy. I don't see it so close. Said the Chofetz Chaim, Ki kuroi velecho haduva ma'oid beficho velvovcho. When is it close to you? La asoisoi. If you start doing, as long as you stand by the entrance, you make all your cheshboinus. How will I learn? When will I learn? How's it going to work? You'll never get anywhere. You have to jump in, start, and you'll suddenly see it's not so difficult. Chazal tell us, kol aschulis kushes. Everything is difficult before you start. But once you start, suddenly you see it opens up. Mikan lahalon ye'ur lechem, it becomes easy. Habu letahe mesayin oisoi. A Yid once came to the Heilige Rebbe of Rizhin, and he said to him, Rebbe, I want to do tshiva, but I don't know how to do tshiva. Said the Rishna to him, tell me, how did you know how to do Averis? He said, I didn't know. I did this, and I did that. And afterwards, everybody told me, whatever I did was forbidden. This was an Avera, and that's an Avera, but I didn't realize. Said the Rishna, now do exactly the same. Start davening and start learning, and you'll realize afterwards you've become a new person and you've done tshiva. As long as you make cheshbonos, how am I going to do tshiva? Do I have to start? You'll never get anywhere. Just start davening and start learning, and you'll suddenly realize I'm a new person, I've become a different person. So, this is what the Mishnah tells us. You don't want to know what Krishna, Kabulas Ol Malchus Shemayim, means? Learn from the koyhanim, mishusha koyhanim nechnusim. A koyin to do that void in the Beis HaMikdash took 5 hard years of learning all the haluchas, what it means to be a koyin, the haluchas of timur v'tahara, and all the haluchas, very complicated, difficult haluchas. But the koyhanim had to learn this, mishusha koyhanim nechnusim. Copy the example of the koyhanim, and you'll see that you'll get there. This is kabulus ol malchus shemayim, and this is what we need when we start daf yomi. The Pusik says in Parshas Bechikoisai, in Bechikoisai teleichi, ves mitzvoisai tishmi vasisim oisom, the Torah promises us great schar. And the famous Rashi says then, Bechikoisai teleichi, says Rashi, shetiyi amelim betoira. That Bechikoisai teleichi refers to Omel HaTorah. And all the Mefarshim, the Chaim HaKodesh, and many others ask, Okay, but why is Omal HaTorah referred to as Halicha and Bechikoisai Teilechi? And I thought to myself the following answer. There is a Gemara in Masechtas Menuchas in Daf Zayin that tells us that one of the Amoraim, Avimi, became ill and he forgot his learning. So he had a Talmud, Rav Yosef, who had learned by him for many years and remembered all his shiurim. So tells us the Gemara, Avimi would go every day to his Talmud's house, and his Talmud would repeat and remind him of all his shiurim which he'd given. Asks the Gemara there, L'choira, it's not Derech Eretz for the Rebbe to go to the Talmud's house. Surely it should have been the Talmud, Rav Yosef, to come to the Rebbe's house, to Avimi's house, not vice versa. Tells us the Gemara, Sova devahocha mistaya tefei. Avimi thought that if he's matriach himself, to go to his Talmud's house, he'll have more siyata dishmaya to remember his learning. Why will he have more siyata dishmaya? Says there's Rashi, very interesting comment. Mishim yogata imatsusa. We have a rule, we all know, yogata matsusa tamim. A person makes yegia, he'll be zoicha imatsusa to understand. Said Reb Issa Zalman Meltzer, in this Rashi steht a gewaltige chiddush. Normally, we understand, what does it mean, Yegias HaTorah? Yegias HaTorah means, I sit with the open Gemara in front of you, and I don't understand the Gemara. I don't understand the Rashi. So, apply yourself, concentrate, forget about your phone, forget about your business, forget about everything. Concentrate on the Gemara. Macha Yegia. That's called Yegia Satoira. Said Rabbi Zalman Meltzer, in this Gemara, shteta gewaldige chiddush. Rav Yosef couldn't make a Yegia Satoira. He'd forgotten his learning. But there's a Tanai in Limud HaTorah. You have to apply yourself. Yegia Satoira. How do you do a Yegia Satoira? By going the extra mile. Rav Yosef really should have gone to the Rebbe, to Avimi. But Avimi said, I will rather go to my Talmud and make that extra yegia, and through that I'll be zoicha to remember my learning, because that's also considered yegia satoira. Sometimes a person thinks to himself, I could go to the Daf Yomi Shir tomorrow, but let me be honest with myself. You know, the Yetzer Hara always comes, and he doesn't come as a sly fellow, he always comes as a tzaddik. He tells the Yetzer Hara, Let's examine this now logically. Let's be honest with ourselves. Yeah, Avada, you should go to Daf Yomi Shir. But don't forget, you had a very hard day yesterday. You've been busy all day long. You've got a splitting headache. Your head is not on your shoulders. You're going to go to that Shir. You're not going to understand a word. You're not going to be able to concentrate. You'll be able to just sit there. So what's the point? The Yetzer Hara, I'm more than happy for you to go to the Shir, tells you, if you're going to learn. But you know you're not going to learn because you can't learn because you're too tired and you've got so many things. So therefore, today, give it a miss. Is that Teretz correct or is it not correct? The answer is, the Yetzer Hara is fighting you with logic. And logically, he is correct. You are too tired. You know yourself, you sat the whole day in your office just staring into space. You didn't do a thing the whole day. Because if you can't concentrate, not only cannot learn, you can't work either. So if you couldn't work, you won't be able to learn. That's what the Yetzer Hara tells you. Oh, but he's not right. Why is he not right? Because if you make that your gear and you come to learn, you'll be zoicha yogata imotsoso. Says the Vilna Gaon, a gavalti gavot. Imotsoso, we know a metzia, you can't work to find a metzia. You walk along the street, and hey presto, I found something lying on the floor. That's a metzia. I found it, I didn't work for it. So ask the Vilna Gaon, it should say, yogata vehevanta tamin. You made yegia and you understood, I believe you. Yogata vulamata tamin. But what does it mean, yogata imotsusa, and you had a metzia, you found something? Said the Vilna Gaon, if a person makes a yegia, he's zoicha imotsusa. He's zoicha to metzias. The Rabbeinu Shalom will open his mind, and where really he couldn't have understood this Gemara. It was too complicated for him. It was too difficult for him. Because he went the extra mile, and he came and he turned up, he'll suddenly see that he's zoicha to a metzia. his mind will open and he'll be able to understand. So therefore, tells us the Pusik, Im bechikoi saitei lechi shetiyi amelim betoira. Omul haTorah isn't merely whilst you are sitting there by the Gemara. Omul haTorah also refers to the halicha. You make the effort to come to the Shia. This is also part and parcel of halicha betoira. I once heard from Reb Chaim Kaufman, Zechayin Levrucha, a beautiful story. And he said as follows. He heard from a Maggid Shia in Yerushalayim that there was one day, came to this Shia that he used to give every day in Yerushalayim, a Russian immigrant, a Yid who'd come out recently from Russia, an elderly man, and he came to the Shia. It was very obvious to everybody that this man did not understand at all what was going on in the Shia. But yet, he came every single day like clockwork, never missed a day, week after week, month after month. They could see he didn't understand. He didn't even realize when to turn over the black Gemara. He had to see everybody turned over. He also turned over. He didn't have the foggiest what was going on. And they were all very puzzled. Why is he coming to the shir? But nobody wanted to embarrass him to ask him. And one day in winter, there was a big snow in Yerushalayim. As you know, in Yerushalayim, when there's a little bit of snow, the whole town comes to a total halt. But for a Russian Yid, he's not visible from a few snowflakes. So the next day by the Shia, there was nobody there except for the Maggid Shia and this one Yid from Russia. So now it was only the two of them together. The Maggid Shia plucked up courage and said to this Yid, I see you don't mumish understand really the Shia so well. But yet I see every single day you are coming to the Shia with Mesiras Nefesh. Tell me, why do you make this effort to come every day, you never miss a day? What is it that's so important to you about the Shia? So said this man to the Maggid Shia as follows. Listen, he says, I was in Siberia, imprisoned in Siberia for many years, however many years it was, 10, 20, 30 years. What was my crime? Said one day I was sitting in a restaurant, quite innocently, drinking some coffee. The KGB suddenly burst into the restaurant and they arrested all the people there in the restaurant and we were all sent off to Siberia. And when they put me on trial, they accused me of some terrible misdemeanor against the holy Russian country, Yamach Shemon Vezichrom. And I said to them, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm totally innocent. I don't know all these things you're talking about. And they said, don't tell us that. In that restaurant with you were sitting two or three people who we know they were plotting against the government. And you were sitting in the restaurant with them. So therefore you are part of their group. And therefore you are chayiv and you are guilty just like they are. He said to them, I don't know what you're talking about. I just went into the restaurant to buy myself a coffee. I had not the foggiest who those people are. I just went in to mind my own business. I'm sitting there drinking a coffee. And they said, don't tell us that. You were in the restaurant with them. You're part of them. And therefore you're going to be punished with them. And because of that, I sat in Siberia for many, many years. So he said, so that's what I learned in Siberia. If I am sitting in the restaurant with these people, I am part of their group. So I want to be part of your group as well. I've learned that if you're sitting with other people, you're punished because you're part of their group. So midah tova meribah, I can't learn Gemara. I don't understand a word. But I want to be part of your group. So I'm coming every day because I want to be part of your group. And this is Be'emes HaBeferisha Ovester Reb Nosson. The Ovester Reb Nosson tells us that a person walks into a borsaki, he walks into a tannery. Even if he didn't buy or sell anything, but the bad smell will attach itself to his begudim. Similarly, says the Ovester Reb Nosson, a person walks into a perfume store, even if he didn't buy or sell any perfume, he just walks up and down the aisles, the good fragrance of the sumim will stick to his clothes. Tells us Chazal, if you sit with a chabura of Erlech HaYidin, loim de toira, afila loikuna v'loi mocha klim, even if you think you didn't buy and you didn't sell, you didn't gain anything, obesanishtazoi, something sticks, and la'achamei v'esrem shuna, you'll be granted the same schar as all of them. I want to finish off just with one story, which I always find very, very inspiring. And this is a story which is written by one of the Gedolei Hasfadim, the Maharam Chagiz, Rav Moshe Chagiz, who lived about 350 years ago. And he related the following story, which took place Bezman Ho'arizal in Sfas. This was after the Spanish Inquisition, 1492, the Yidden were expelled from Spain. It was around about that to Kufa. A Yid came to Sfas, just recently arrived from Spain. He hadn't been able to learn any Torah in Spain. He'd never gone to Cheder because all the Chadurim had been closed and anybody learning Torah was straight away killed. And this Yid had run away from Spain and somehow ended up in Sfas. He came into the Beis HaMedrash and he sat down to listen to the Shia. He didn't really understand much what was going on. And the Rav who was giving the Shia was speaking about the Haluchas of Kabunas in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. And he spoke about the mitzvah of bringing Lechem Hapunim in the Beis HaMikdash. And the Yid heard the Shia and he came home to his wife very excited. And he said to his wife, I went to a Shia and I heard there's a mitzvah of bringing a korban which is called Lechem Hapunim. So his wife said, okay, well, what do you want to do? So he said, I want you to bake every Erev Shabbos another challah. And we're going to bring it as a korban to Hashem. Okay, she was also very excited. So she baked that challah and she gave it to her husband. She said to him, where are you going to offer up this korban? So he said, I noticed in the shul, the holiest part is the Ohr HaKodesh. I think that's where we're supposed to put it. Okay, very good. She bakes the challah. She gives him the challah. He goes Erev Shabbos to shul. He opens the Ohr HaKodesh. He puts down the fresh challah. He davens the tefillah, please Hashem, I brought you my korban, the lechem apunim. Please accept my korban. And he goes away. Comes the next morning, Shabbos morning, before Kriyas HaTorah. They open the paroichas to take out the Sefer Torah. And the Eid is there. And he's looking to see what happened to his challah. And it's gone. It's vanished. He comes home excited. And he tells his wife, the Rabbeinu Shlomo accepted our korban. It's gone up to Shemayim. It went up to Shemayim. It's gone. She was also very happy. And the next Erev Shabbos, she baked another challah. And this went on for a few weeks. Now, the Gabbai in the shul was getting a bit annoyed. Who is this fellow who keeps on putting challah in the Ohr HaKodesh? It can attract mice, insects, who knows what. He's got to get to the bottom of it. So you don't have to be a big detective to work out. At Thursday morning, it wasn't there. And Shabbos morning, there's a challah in the Ohr HaKodesh. Obviously, somebody's put it there between Thursday and Shabbos. So next Friday afternoon, he decides to stay Friday afternoon in the shul. And he's sitting upstairs and there's a snoshim. And lo and behold, a few hours before Shabbos, he hears the door open. The Gabba runs over to the mechitza. He looks down. He says, ah, I thought it was him. It's that new asylum seeker from Spain. Just turned up. I thought it would be him. And he watches how the Yid takes out of his bag a challah. He tiptoes over to the Ohr HaKodesh. He opens the paroichas. The Gabba comes running in. And he says, excuse me, what do you think you're doing here? He says, I'm bringing a korban to the Rabbeinu Shloim. Korban to the Rabbeinu Shloim? He said, yes, a korban to the Rabbeinu Shloim. I'm bringing a korban to the Rabbeinu Shloim. It's called Lechem Hapunim. Says the Gabba, there are no kabunas nowadays. He said, yes, they are. I went to a shir from the roof. The roof gave a shir that there's a korban called Lechem Hapunim. Says the Gabba, I went to the same shir. The Rav wasn't speaking about nowadays. The Rav was speaking about in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. Says the Yid, no. The Rav was speaking about nowadays, and I will prove it to you, because I've been bringing for quite a few weeks every Erev Shabbos a challah. And it comes Shabbos morning, and the challah has gone, because it went up to Shemayim, because Rabbeinu Shloim has accepted my korban. Said the Gabba, it's not the Rabbeinu Shloim. I come Erev Shabbos to clean up the Beis HaMedrash, and I smelt the challah, I opened the Ohr HaKodesh, and I found this challah. So I took it, and whoop, I threw it in the bin. No carbon, I threw it in the bin. The Yid heard this, he was very deflated, and he went away. An hour or two later, the Gabba of the Heilig Arizal came running, knocking on this man's door, the Gabba's door. Rabbeinu Arizal wants to speak to you. The Rebbe, the Arizal wants to speak to me? Psh, what was I going to say? The Rebbe, the Arizal wants to speak to me? The Gabba goes running to the Arizal's house. Rebbe, you want to speak to me? Said the Arizal, I want to tell you, they went out just before a proclamation in Shemayim that you are Chayev Misa, and you are going to die within the next 24 hours. The Gabba heard this, said to Rebbe, what have I done wrong? Rebbe, why? What have I done wrong? Told the Arizal the following most amazing words. You should know, Miyoim Shechurev Beis HaMikdash, from the day the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the Rebbeinu Shloilem has been missing this Nachas Riach of the Kabunas. We know it says in the Torah, a Yid brings a carbon to the Rebbeinu Shloilem, Reach Nichoyach Lashem. We don't know what this means. Or a Yid brings a carbon, it's a Nachas Riach, a Reach Nichoyach to the Rebbeinu Shloilem. The Rebbeinu Shloilem has been missing this Reach Nichoyach. And this Yid, in his simple, pure, tamimistic way, he gave the Rebbeinu Shloilem that Nachas Riach and that Reach Nichoyach that the Rebbeinu Shloilem has been missing. And now you have deprived the Rebbeinu Shloilem of that Moedik and Nachas Riach. So therefore, a proclamation went out that Yochayiv Misa, Vekachava, and he died within the next 24 hours. And I found in this story a Moedik Achizuk. Because we all know, we learn and we hear stories of previous generations, Groyser Gedoylem, and we think to ourselves, we are so far removed from all these Madregas. So what's the point? What's going to become of us? And what do I really know? And what do I really understand from my little simple, uneducated ways? Oh, but this story of this Yid from Tzvas teaches us it's a big mistake. That when you have a Yid who comes to Sheol and he offers up his own korban, and you don't have to put a challah in the Oron HaKodesh to offer up a korban. If you are Moisa Nefesh and you give up of something to come to learn, to come to daven, you are offering up your own personal korban. And we don't know how great those karbonis are to the Rebbeinu Shloilem. So when a Yid comes to learn, he is bringing his own personal korban. And just like then, that story, the wife had also a chelek. She baked the challah, was her mitzvah with his mitzvah. So it's her mitzvah as well. Her husband comes to learn. She pushes him to learn. This is her mitzvah with his mitzvah. And the Rebbeinu Shloilem all held from Taka that Emet Hashem Bekurev, we should be zoicha to see the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, B'mehera V'yomeini, Amen.